we recently had a report that ISIS is active in Bangladesh through an affiliate group. Have you heard from your partners anything about ISIS or any of their work in that country?
Well, we certainly have. It's been very troubling news. There has been serious death threats on one of our partners, especially. And in fact, the police have given him and his family constant protection because of this ISIS threat to kill him and to harm his family. And this is becoming more and more of an issue in Bangladesh. The government has recently arrested quite a number of ISIS affiliates and is really taking a hardline approach to this problem in Bangladesh.
Your partners work in more rural areas, right? It's not immediately what comes to mind when you think of ISIS threatening people.
No, it's in very rural places, really, where you wouldn't find, you know, as tourist attractions or anything like that, some very remote towns and villages. But after the fall of the Taliban and Afghanistan and many extremists came to Bangladesh and basically set up shop there as a safe haven for them. But recently they've put threats out on government officials and also on especially Christians in that part of the world.
And I imagine that your partner and his projects and stuff are being effective at spreading the gospel. Otherwise, they wouldn't be a target for ISIS. Can you tell us any of the latest advancements, I guess, that they've made in spreading God's word?
Oh, it's been tremendous in Bangladesh. You don't hear about it, but there are tens of thousands of former Muslims, you know, coming to know the Lord in Bangladesh. And it's quite an exciting story, but with a tremendous cost of persecution and quite a number of Christians have been martyred for their faith in that country that, you know, were affiliated with us. And in one way or another, we really sense, you know, they're in a very tough spot right now, but the work continues and God is working in that land.
Amen. As a final point, how can we pray for those, for your partners and for those affiliated with Farms International in Bangladesh? How can we pray for them and how can we give to help this work continue?
Well, one thing certainly, when people are faced with imminent danger or even loss of life or danger to their families, we always need to pray that they're not overcome with fear, you know, that they really sense that God is in control and that God sees their situation. I think one thing I've always seen overseas in these places is people feel very alone and they're not sure if anyone else cares or anyone else sees their plight. They live in a rural area. They're not connected, you know, in the ways we are. And they really need that assurance that Jesus is there, that God is there, that God knows their situation and that there are people all around the world, you know, praying for them and praying for courage and that they won't deny their faith and that they'll be willing to continue sharing the gospel with those that are in darkness.